Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, New Year's Eve, Saturday, December the 31st, 2016, the last day of the year of 2016. Thank God that we're still here in the land of the living. I thank God for you, my listeners, on tonight. You are in tune right now to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and yes, we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. I want you all to know, for those of you all that may be tuning in for the first time, this show airs each Thursday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am a member of Shield of Faith Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. Again, I am a member of Shield of Faith Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. And I want to give a shout out to my pastor and church family, the Shield of Faith, and also to the listeners. Know again, on tonight, Saturday, December 31st, the last day of the year, 2016, the last day of this year that we are still here in the land of the living, and I am so grateful. I know that you are as well. So as we get ready to go into this program, we always open up in prayer. We're going to do the same on tonight. I'm asking all listeners to go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day that you have made. We don't take it lightly, Lord. We know that you have made this day, and we know that with you all things are possible, and we know that without you we can do nothing. So we just say thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. We come to say thank you for who and all that you are. Pray, Lord, now in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive me, forgive each listener, all of our sins and our transgressions and our family members. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. Heavenly Father, that our prayers may not be hindered, and that your word that's going to go forth tonight will not be hindered, that it will be going forth with power, Heavenly Father, that someone will be able to receive your word on tonight. It will be strengthened, those that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that after hearing the word on tonight, that someone's spiritual eyes will become open, and they will be able to open their whole mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask them to come into their hearts so they can be saved in his name on tonight. Because we know that you are right now, God, and we know that your word lets us know that it is not your desire that any soul perish, and that is my desire tonight as well. So as you use me as your vessel to bring forth your word on tonight, we pray, Lord, that spiritual eyes become open, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. And they will come to know their God purpose. They will come to live and walk in and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. That you will grant them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified through it all. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted. I come with a special prayer request from my brother in Christ, Brother James Burney. You know his situation, Heavenly Father, but we know that you are a healer, and we know that you are able to turn this situation around, that he will have a testimony, and there will be glory after this, that he will have a testimony like none other, that he will share that testimony, and he will be able to continue to walk in his God purpose and fulfill his God purpose in there for your glory. Not only him, but we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Someone may be listening on tonight who may be sick in their mind, body, or spirit. We know that you are our healer, so we just thank you in advance that we are healed in Jesus' name, and we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we ask and also pray for those that are bereaved on tonight that have lost loved ones. Heavenly Father, all over the land, you know who they are. You know how to reach them. You know how to comfort and console them like no man can. So we thank you that we know, according to your word, that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. So someone is hurting on tonight in the loss of loved ones, Heavenly Father. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we now lift up all those that are in the transition phase that are going to be working under President-elect Donald Trump. We pray, Lord, that if he's not saved and if anyone that's on his team in 2017 at the inauguration, even before then, if they're not saved, Heavenly Father, even now, that you will send a vessel to speak a word into their lives, so that they will be able to open their own mouth after hearing your word, that their spiritual blindness will be removed as well, so that they too can open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. So, Heavenly Father, so when they pray, and as your guidance and your direction on how to lead and guide your people, their prayers will not be hindered. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch even them right now, that they would do us right for all people, Heavenly Father, President-elect Donald Trump, all those that are going to be working under him, Heavenly Father, they would not have hidden motives or agendas, but they would have you in mind first and foremost. And they would recognize who you are, Heavenly Father. And then when they have problems or situations that arise that they don't understand, they will come to you and that they will answer their prayers and that their land will be healed and delivered and set free on tonight. Even as he comes into office, we know that you are totally in control. We thank you that you are God and there is none like you. And so we just thank you for who you are, Lord. So even though whoever the president is, we know that you are in total control at all times. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you for this worldwide platform tonight. We don't take it lightly. I don't take it lightly or for granted. I thank you for it, and I thank you for each vessel to come forth and share your word over this platform. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory for the listeners on tonight. We thank you for each one of them and their families on tonight. So we just say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who and all that you are, and just continue to move by your spirit. Have your way that you would be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have a spirit of food for thought for tonight is telling us that God's time is always right. Again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is God's time is always right. Sometimes we're going through different situations or a long illness or sickness or trouble in the family or on the job or whatever, and we prayed about it, and we think God haven't heard our prayer, but in due time, God is going to turn your situation around. Know that God's timing is always right. So you just continue to hold on to your faith, continue to hold on to your hope and your trust in God, because he knows what to do and he knows what time to do it, that he will be glorified. So tonight's spiritual food for thought is a reminder to us tonight that God's time is always right. Well, I don't have a lot of announcements for my listeners on tonight, but I do want to say happy, healthy, prosperous, and safe New Year to you, my faithful listeners, and your families. And this coming from me, your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and also from my family, my church family, the Shield of Faith Church, also where, and also from my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings. Our church is located here in Detroit, Michigan. And that's why this show is coming to you all live from Detroit, Michigan. And again, I would like to say happy, healthy, prosperous, safe New Year to you, my faithful listeners, and your families. Again, this is coming from me, your host, my family, my church family, the Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor. Well, I have one announcement that I would like to make before I do my testimony, because I'm going to be bringing the word on tonight, an inspirational message. So I do pray and ask that you all would get your Bibles out and get your pens and paper so you can take notes on tonight, because it's going to be a teaching moment, because we're going out of 1 year and we're getting ready to go into a brand new year, if the Lord says so, if Jesus don't come before then, because we do know that Jesus is soon to come and he can come any moment. So we're still not guaranteed to see the year 2017. But for this such a time as this, for right now, we want to thank God for right now. And if it be his will that we see 2017, we're going to be talking about a few things on tonight and through this inspirational message that I'm going to be presenting to the listeners on tonight. And it's also an inspirational message for me as well, even though I'm going to be bringing this message to you all. And the message title for tonight is God, Past, Present, and Future, Check His Track Record. Again, my tonight's inspirational message that will be coming to you all from yours truly very shortly. The message title, inspirational message title tonight is God, Past, Present, and Future, Check His Track Record. So we're going to be going through a few scriptures, and it's all pertaining to coming up into the year 2017, so you all will see how all this ties in together. So at this time, I am going to ask all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-vessels and click on follow. Please, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-vessels and then click on follow. I want you all to know I do welcome all feedback and comments from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I do welcome all feedback and comments from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So at this time, I am going to share, as I always have my guests share testimonies. I am not exempt, so I'm going to share a testimony with you all on tonight before we go into tonight's inspirational message. And again, I hope you all do have your Bibles and pens. But before I do my testimony regarding the announcement, you all have been hearing me say that the Lord has placed in my spirit, and starting in January, I'm going to be opening up the phone lines for the worldwide listeners to get more involved. And you may be asking how, for those of you that may be tuning in for the first time. God gets glory through our testimonies. And so I'm going to be opening up the phone lines starting in January. And as often as God tells me to open up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, because he gets glory through our testimonies. Someone else that is going through what God has brought you out of or have delivered you from may need to hear your testimony so that their faith may be increased. And if they doubt it, they can know that if God did it for you, that he can do it for them as well. So they will be blessed and they will trust God. And then they will be helped and blessed and delivered and set free by hearing your testimony. God will be glorified. Those that hear your testimony will be blessed. And also, you will be blessed by sharing your testimony, because the Word of God says that He will share His glory with no one. So when I let the listeners know that the phone lines are open to call in and you share your testimonies, you will need to dial this number. I hope you have a pen and paper. And please pass this number on to your neighbors and friends and coworkers and church members and your family to let them know they may want to call in and share their testimony as well. The number you would need to dial at the time would be area code 657-383-1364. Again, when I said the phone lines are open for listeners to call in, worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimony, you will need to dial area code 657-364. I'm going to let you know now in advance, the enemy is going to try to stop a lot of people from calling in and sharing your testimony. Do not allow him to rob you of your blessing. Do not allow him to rob God of His glory by you not sharing your testimony and someone else being helped and strengthened through your testimony. Do not allow the enemy to do that, because he's going to try to do that. So know that in advance. So when the enemy tries, you just pick up that phone even faster and dial that number and share your testimony, and that God will be glorified. And that's our purpose for opening up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in at the time that God deemed necessary for me to open up the lines. So I want you all to be aware of that. That will be taking place starting in January 2017. That is my announcement for today. Well, I am going to share a testimony with you all, my listeners, that I have never shared, I don't think, with my listeners yet before. But my testimony before I go into this music break, and then right after the music break, I'm going to be bringing forth the inspirational message on tonight as your host. My testimony for tonight is, it's kind of personal. It's not being arrogant. It's not being prideful or boastful. But I just personally, I want to thank God. I thank God for my family first and foremost. I thank God for my family, my church family, and my friends, my dear friends that are true friends. Everyone cannot say that they have a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends, but the faithful friends that I do have, I do thank God for them. And I thank God that they are God-fearing, and they love me, and they look out for me, and they have my best interests at heart. And so that's what makes us friends. So I thank God for my friends. And I do, again, I thank God for my entire family here and abroad. And also, I would like to thank God for all the different gifts and talents that he has anointed and blessed me with way before the foundation of the world. And such as myself, you too has been a blessed and ordained, whether it's one gift or two, three, four, five, or ten, God has a purpose for each one of our lives. So he ordained you just like he did me before we was even born into the world. He has blessed us with gifts and talents. So that's why it's so important. If we don't know our purpose or what our gifts or talents are, we need to seek God in prayer and ask him, because he wants you to know what your talents and gifts are, so that you can know your God purpose, so that you can fulfill it in the earth for his glory. So that's my testimony on tonight. I thank God for the different many gifts and talents that he has blessed me with down through the years. Like I said, even before I was born, and he seems to be with the various gifts that I have, that he seems to have. I know without a doubt there's no seeming in it. I rebuke that enemy right now, that spirit. But I know without a doubt it's God in my life. I know that it's God leading and guiding me through my gifts and the talents that he has anointed and blessed me with to use. And through my body, through my mouth, through my mind, for his glory in the earth. So I thank God for my purpose, and I can't speak for anyone else. It's personal. So you have to know what your purpose is, and don't take your purpose or your gift or your talent lightly or for granted. God gave it to us for a reason. He wants us to be using these gifts and talents and fulfilling our purposes in the earth, so that he would be glorified through us, so that at the end of our life's journey, it is his desire. He wants to be able to say to each one of us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have finished your course. You kept the faith. So that is why it's so important that when you're saved in Jesus' name, that you know your God purpose. And if you don't know what it is, pray and seek God sincerely from your heart and ask him to reveal what your God purpose is. And if you want to know what your gifts or talents are, and if you don't have seem to know what your gifts or talents are, he have a gift and talent in you, maybe more, that he wants to utilize only through you. So you need to find out what that gifts or talents are, and so you can fulfill your purpose in the earth for God's glory. So that's my testimony on tonight. I thank God for my family, my church family, my friends, and every gift, every talent that God has ordained and blessed me with. And again, it's personal. I can only speak for myself, but I don't take my gifts or talents lightly, and I don't take my God purpose lightly. Even though I know I'm not perfect, that's why I thank God for his grace and his mercy, and that we can always go to God in prayer and ask for and seek his forgiveness of our sins and transgressions. He said that all have sinned and come short of his glory. That includes me. That includes you. So we always need to be praying and asking God to forgive us of all of our sins so that we will be able to complete and fulfill our God purpose, that our talents and gifts that he has ordained and blessed us will not be used in vain, but that he would be glorified through them. So that's my testimony on tonight. I thank God for everything that he's blessed me with to be a doer of his word here in the earth, so that everything I do and everywhere I go, that somebody, even without me even speaking a word, will be able to see Jesus in me, that he will be glorified through me. That is my prayer, and that's my testimony on tonight. So right now we're going to go into this music break. And as we get ready to close out the year 2016 and on the verge of going into 2017, Lord be willing, God is so good and faithful to us, his saints. That's why I'm going to end this year with this song. It's a song of praise. I play it quite often on this broadcast because it is so relevant. And God is so worthy to be praised. So right now we're going to do this music break. And then right afterwards, I am going to go into this inspirational message for tonight. And I pray that you have the Bibles and pens and some paper so you can take notes as we go forth in the Word on tonight after this music break. praise the Lord. Yes, I give you praise. And then I turned around and I prayed a few minutes of worth. You thought my life was worth living, that you died for me, talking about Jesus. I thank God that he did. And I know that I'm not the only one on tonight that is grateful that Jesus came down and he paid the ultimate sacrifice with his own precious blood to redeem us back to our Creator, God, our Heavenly Father. On tonight, I'm grateful. On this last day of 2016, December the 31st, New Year's Eve. Well, we're getting ready to go into the Word on tonight. And again, my inspirational message for tonight is titled, God, Past, Present, and Future. Check his track record. And that's what you can do. You can always go to the Word of God. And not only go to the Word of God, you look around you today. You really look hard enough. If you're really saved in Jesus' name, you don't have to look far. You can look and you can still see God's handiwork. God is still working. God is still on the throne. He's still in control. He's still in charge. And I'm so glad that he is. And so that's what we're going to be dealing with for a few minutes on tonight as we get ready to God be willing to go into year 2017, knowing that the same God, past, present, and future, he's the same God, our creator, the creator of all mankind. He has not, and he cannot, and he will not change. I am so glad to know that. God, he is not a man that he should lie, and neither his son that he should repent. God is ever-knowing and present at all times. He is in total control, and he is in total control at all times. Even when we don't think that he's in control, and if we keep our televisions or radios on the news station, you look at CNN and you hear your local news, you constantly hear of all the different devastations and deaths and all the different things that's negative that the enemy is doing in the earth. And it seems like the enemy has taken over and has control. No, the enemy has limited power. Yes, he do have power, but he have limited power. And just like the enemy works through people, God works through people as well. But there's a big difference. God has all power in his hands. I don't care what it looks like. I don't know who's coming into office. God is in total control. And if even if some people that may be coming into office, if they have the wrong hidden motives or agendas and they try to mislead God's people the wrong way, God will step in. He is our way at the gate. Again, God is in total control. So relax and know that God said he's going to take care of us. He takes care of his saints. So we can relax knowing that God is in control, but yes, we are still to be prayerful. We are still to be obedient, abide by the laws of the land, and we are still to pray for those that have rule over us, even not only our pastors and our shepherds, but also our presidents and those, the president of the United States and all those that have positions over us, whether it be a doctor or police, fireman, whoever they may be, a lawyer, a judge, a teacher, a psychiatrist, whoever that may be, know your parents, know that God is still in control. He will only let man go so far. That's what I know about God. Again, he has not changed, he will not change, and he cannot change because he is unchangeable. He's unmutable, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere at the same time. He is a spirit, and he cannot change. So I thank God that he is still in control, and he will always be in control. I thank God for allowing the saints of God, those who are trying, those who are fulfilling our God purposes in him, which he has ordained and set for us. Like I said in my prayer, even before the foundation of the world, God has ordained us. And sometimes we step out of bounds, we get out of our lane because we sometimes allow our flesh to, you know, get in our desires of the flesh or material things or people to get in the way. Sometimes we can forget so easily and why we are here in the earth and what our purpose is, and we are to be fulfilling our God purpose. We are to know what our gifts are, It is up to you as a saint of God. It's your responsibility to know what your gift is, to know what your talent is, to know what your purpose is. So on tonight, if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't feel like you have a gift or talent, God has blessed you and ordained you with, even if it's only one gift or one talent, he has blessed you with something. Just like the word talks about, he has given unto each man a measure of faith, the size of a grain of a mustard seed. And so we have everything that we need that pertains to life. It's all in the word of God. So we, as the people of God, the saints of God, we need to know what our God purposes are. Because as we go into the year 2016, we know that things are going to change because we see in the different changes that are happening even before our new president comes into office. So you might as well adjust yourself, people. You might as well get ready because we don't know what his motives are, but thank God he do. And so that's why, again, we must continue to pray for him, that he have the right intentions and the right motives for all people, not just some, but that God would be, he would be God-fearing and that he would be led by God. So that's why we got to pray and pray for him and all those that are under his leadership while he's in office. But back to this lesson, we need to know what our God purpose is. That goes for him as well. We have some people that are in positions in the Lord's house. They were not ordained or called by God, and they think that they were called by God because someone had told them, oh, you look like a preacher, you sound like a preacher, and they took upon themselves and called themselves what God did not call them. So you want to make sure that when you are doing what God has called you to do, so that your past and your present and your future will be lining up with God's will, so that your purpose will be fulfilled in the earth. Because I thank God that God's past, his present, and his future, we can always go back to the word of God and we can check the track record to know that God cannot change, because he watches over his word to perform it for us. Even today, the saints of God, today, God promises us that he watches over his word to perform it for us, even as he did for the saints of old, for those saints such as Moses, Job, Daniel, Sarah, and Abraham, the three Hebrew boys, and so many others that we read about in the Bible. Way back then, in the days when Jesus came on the scene, God is still the same, and that's why I'm so glad that he is in control. Know that God, he is faithful to watch over his word, to perform it for his glory in our lives, because he knows that whatever he has ordained or blessed us to do in the earth that's going to give him glory, he's going to purposely make sure that we have everything that we need to fulfill our purpose for his glory. Again, God is the same. He do not change. He's not like man. He's not fickle. He is faithful to his word. He's faithful to his saints. I thank God that God is still making ways of escape for us today, just like he did for those people like the Hebrew boys and Daniel, even David when he slew Goliath. God was with them then, and he is still with us now. So that's why we can go back in the word of God and check God's past, his present, and future. Know that he's with the saints of God even today, for those who are truly standing on his word and trying to be doers of his word without hidden motives and agendas. God is still watching over us. He's still leading and guiding us through his word. So that's why it's so important that we get in his word. And that's why it's important that we always have a connection with him. Continue to keep our relationship with him. He wants a personal relationship with each one of us. So I thank God that he is who he is. He cannot change. I thank God that God, he still provides, just like he provided for the children of Israel, just like he provided and made ways out of the desert back in the Bible days for those people. God is still healing. He's still providing, making ways out of no way. He's still delivering. He's still setting free his people today that are bound and set or bound by whatever. It may be an addiction. It may be something material. It may be an idol god. It may be a person. It may be your money. Whatever your is that you're bound with, God is still able to break that bond. He can break those chains. He can still set free today. So whatever your condition may be, that is your excuse or reason not to be walking into your God purpose or fulfilling your God purpose or using your God gifts or talent because you feel guilty about whatever you've done, you know, that is not pleasing to God. That's why we thank God for Jesus. We thank God that he still hears and answers prayer. He still hears the saints of God's prayers when we call out and ask for forgiveness of our sins because it goes back to the word, lets us know that all have sinned and come short of his glory. So that's why we must continuously, all the time, seek God in prayer so that when we do pray, that he will hear our prayers so that our prayers will not be hindered, so that we can continue to walk in our God purpose and fulfill our God purpose so we can continue to use our God's gifts and talents for his glory in the earth. So I thank God that he is who he is and that he is still the same today just like he was back then. So remember, saints of God, we must realize and know that just like the saints of God in those days that God was there for, that to make ways of escape for Moses and Daniel, the three Hebrew boys, they still have to one day give an account to God just like you and I. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, the word of God tells us, and we must all give an account. And then that's found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13, talking about we will all stand before God one day, and we're going to give an account for every deed that has been done in our body. So we want to make sure that we are being doers of God's word, hidden agendas and motives, and that God is being glorified through our bodies, through our gifts and our talents. Because, again, God, he is the same God. He chasing those whom he loved, just like he did those back in the Bible days, in the Old Testament. He chastised those people that he loved, and he's still doing the same today. To the saints of God today, in the year 2016, and he will be still doing the same in the year 2017. He will chasten those that he loved. When we know that we are not walking upright and we're not fulfilling our God purpose and we have got caught up in the flesh or the things of the world and not being able to fulfill our God purpose and use our God gifts and talents that he blessed and anointed us with because we have other motives, then he will chasten us and he will get us back on the right track so that we can fulfill our God purpose. Aren't you glad to know that we have a loving God, a loving Heavenly Father that cares so much about us that he wants to see us fulfill our God purpose? I am glad that he is still in control and that he still watches over me to make sure, even though I stumble and I don't get everything right at all times, but I thank God for the blood of Jesus and that I can go to Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, and ask for forgiveness and continue to walk in, fulfill my God purpose so that God will be glorified through me. So we want, it is time, saints of God, it is high time, as the old saints used to say, the seasoned saints used to say as I was growing up. It is high time, saints, for all saints today, for such a time as this, we must be about our Heavenly Father's business. We know and we see the signs of the times, and the Word of God tells us that just like Jesus went away, he's going to come again. So Jesus is soon to come again. And we see that in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 11. We must be about our Heavenly Father's business. So on tonight, we are just doing a little inspirational message on tonight, talking about God has his past, present, and future. God has a track record. It's the Word of God. All you have to do is go to the Word and look in the Old Testament and look up and read about the different people that God rescued and made ways of escape for and how God delivered and healed people way back in Bible days in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. God was doing it then. He's still doing it now, even in 2016. And yes, he's still going to be doing it in 2017. God cannot change. He is faithful to us, even when we don't deserve it. Because I know there's a lot of times that I know I'm not worthy, I don't deserve God's goodness or his grace or his mercy, But I thank God that He is merciful. That's why I know that He has been He's been merciful to the people of old. That's His past, and even today, and even His future for our generations of Christian saints, even those that are going to be here in the earth. Even if we are left off the scene, God has called us home. For those that, if Jesus don't come first, for those that comes in the future, just like all of our sins, our past and present and future sins have been forgiven and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So I thank God that He do not change, and we can go back to His word and check the record, check the word of God, and check His track record. God has a perfect change, and that's what I love about Him, and He's always in control. Know this, saints of God, on tonight. Know that, yes, we are to watch and well as well as pray, as the word of God tells us, as even as saints. He lets us know that we are not to be conformed to this world. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. He said that He didn't say that we not could not have nice material things, but don't get caught up in the things of the world. Don't get caught up with people and making idol gods out of people and money, your job, your car, your children, your pastors, your husbands, your wives, your significant others, whoever or whatever it is. Don't allow those things to get in the way of you fulfilling your God purpose and knowing what your purpose is and knowing what your gift and your talent is that will give God glory through you and only you. So I have a question for you all on tonight, the listeners, as we get ready to wrap up this message on tonight. And it's a simple question for all listeners. And I had to ask this question, answer this question for my own self. And here is the question for tonight for you listeners as we get ready to go into year 2017. The question is, what is your compassion? What is your desire or your dream that you plan to fulfill in 2017 for God's glory? I'm going to ask that question again. Listeners, this is the question for tonight as we get ready to go into 2017. What is your compassion, your desire, or your dream that you, again, it's personal, that you plan to fulfill in year 2017 that would give God glory? So that's the question. That is a question for each one of us to think about. What did you think about what you did for in 2016 that would give God glory out of your life? So now as we embark on going into a new year, 2017, that's the question for 2017. What are you going to be doing? What are your plans to do something in the earth through your body as a vessel, as an ambassador, you know, as a servant of God in the earth today in such a time as this? What are you planning on doing to give God glory in 2017? That's a good question to answer. So think about it. And then if you don't know, ask the Lord to reveal it to you because He wants you to know, because He wants you to get glory out of your life. That's why we were born. We were born with a purpose. We were born to be lights in this dark world, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, to compel men and women, boys and girls, everywhere that are spiritually blind and do not know Jesus Christ, so that you can have a personal relationship with Him. So even through your gifts and your talents and your God purpose, you can use those, I would say, tools or instruments that God has put in you can be one that can draw maybe not one or two or three. Maybe you are someone that God is wanting to use. He can draw 100 or 200 or 300 or 1,000 souls to Christ through your purpose, through your gift. So make sure that you're using your gift or your purpose or and your talent that will give God glory, and that you're not using it them with hidden motives and agendas so you can please your flesh. But it's all about God. So it all goes back to remember that one day we're all going to stand before God and give an account to Him for every deed done in our bodies. So we want to be able to hear God say to us, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, you've been faithful over a few things. Now come, I'm going to make you rule over many, many. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord." That is the words, and those are the words that I personally want to hear God say to me. So that's why I thank God for every gift, every talent that He has blessed me with and my purpose So we need to learn as saints of God, and I'm saying this in love, so don't take it the wrong way, saints of God, because I know some people are kind of new in the body of Christ and may not take it the right way, but I'm saying a lot of love that we need to stop being so touchy, and we need to learn how to stay in our lane and don't try to do someone else's job that God has ordained them to do. Know your purpose and do what God called you to do so that God would be pleased with your life. So I thank God tonight for this inspirational message. It wasn't a long message, but I thought it was a needful message on tonight as we get ready to close out year 2016 and going into a brand new year. So, you know, as a part of this going into 2017, it's a process. We cannot skip the process. You have to go through a process when you are trying to be a doer of God's word and you're trying to be that asset to the kingdom of God. In these last evil days, you still can be an asset to the kingdom of God, but there's a process. You cannot process. And the process, it all goes back to the word of God. Know what your purpose is, and then go through the whole process, and as God orders your step through his word and through fasting and praying, then through the Holy Spirit, God will lead and guide you to where he wants you to be so that you can fulfill your God purpose in the earth, because God is the same. He is the God of the past, the present, and the future. And if you're not sure of it, if you want to be, if you want to get more clarification, just go to the Word. And if you don't understand the Word, if you have a pastor, go to your pastor and ask them to reveal or break the Word down to you so that you can get understanding of the Word. So God, out of his Word, he also tells us, out of all of our getting, get understanding. And he said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we have not, because we ask not. So if you want to know your God purpose and you want to know what your God gift and talent is, if you don't already know it, seek God in prayer. It's real simple. And he will reveal it to you, because he wants you to walk in your God purpose for his, and fulfill in the earth for his glory. So I thank God tonight for who he is, again, that he changes not. I thank God that he have a track record that we can always go back to, which is the word of God. Well, on tonight, that was the lesson for tonight. And I do pray that someone was helped or inspired by this inspirational message on tonight, and that God was glorified through it, that someone was helped through this message on tonight. So as we get ready to close out the last show, our last program for year 2016, on tonight, we want to give God glory. We thank God for his provisions for us, his being there for us all through the year of 2016, just like he was with us throughout this whole year. Lord be willing, he's going to be with us in 2017 as well. So keep the faith, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Know that no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned in Jesus' name. So as we get ready to close out this program on tonight, we're going to close it out in prayer as we always do. And I want to thank you listeners for always faithfully tuning in and continue to share the word about this broadcast. We're on every Thursday night and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. with different men and women of the gospel that brings the word of God over the airways, over this worldwide platform. So I thank God for it. Again, I don't take it lightly or for granted, because I know that God has blessed me with it for a reason, and it's not about me. It's about Jesus being uplifted, that souls will be saved, and that's what it's all about, that God will be glorified. So on tonight, as we go to close out tonight's show, we're going to close out in prayer. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being such a God, such a kind, faithful God. You are God of the past, the present, and the future. We can always go to your word and check your record. You cannot change. You have not changed. You will not change. You're always in control, no matter what it looks like, what we think, or how we feel, what man may say or man may think. We know, Heavenly Father, those that are saved in Jesus' name, that we know that you promised that you're going to take care of us. So we know that you are in total control and you are in charge. So we just thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have ordained us and you have called us into the world for such a time as this with a purpose. with gifts and talents. So we pray, Lord, on tonight that those that do not know their God purpose or gifts or talents, that you will reveal it to them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, so they will walk in their God purpose in the earth and fulfill it for in the earth for your glory. And then most of all, Heavenly Father, I pray on tonight that someone that may not be saved in Jesus' name will come to know your Son, Jesus Christ. They will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name. We know that you're able to do it even now. That they will come to be saved in his name. They will come to be strengthened in faith and through your word. And they will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in their God purpose and fulfill it. And they will know their gifts and their talents. They will be able to use them all for your glory in the earth, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So continue to move by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch and lead and guide those that are your place as the under-shepherds over your houses, Heavenly Father, that lift up the name of Jesus Christ all over the land. Continue to lift them up. Continue to bless the visions of each house. Heavenly Father, grant them every desire and continue to meet the needs of every house, that you will be glorified. Fill every house, Heavenly Father, that souls will be saved in every house that's praising your name and lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. And as we go into year 2017, Heavenly Father, to be your will, we pray, Lord, that you would go before us, continue to lead and guide us as only you can. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up those that are sick and afflicted. I lift up my sister Gert and her situation. Heavenly Father, we pray as a family, and that you would reveal to the doctors what her real issues are so that they will be able to address those issues and that she will be healed in Jesus' name, that she too will have a testimony, because we know that you are her healer. And not only her, but we lift up Brother James Bunny again to you, that you would touch his body, touch his mind and spirit. Lord, touch him and heal him, that he would have a testimony like none other, that he would share it with the world, and that he will walk in his God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for your glory. Continue to lead and guide your people all over the land. Continue to bless Israel and Jerusalem, that your will be done in Jerusalem and Israel for your glory. Continue to bless the worldwide listeners on tonight. And as we go into this new year, continue to grant us your divine protection. Continue to provide everything that you've already promised us that you would. So we're standing on your word, for we know again, Heavenly Father, that you're not a man that you should lie, and your Son is not a man that he should repent. So we trust in you, Lord. We're standing on your word in faith that you are a faithful God, and we're just so grateful and thankful that you are who you are, and there is none like you. So in this we pray, as we get ready to close out this year, 2016, looking forward to the great things that you have in store for us in 2017. Go before us and make easy and successful our ways, and never let us forget where all our blessings come from. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, that is our word for tonight. God, past, present, and future, check his track record, which is the word of God. Well, on tonight, listeners, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Well, as we're ready to close out year 2016 and looking forward to 2017, Happy New Year to all my listeners. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray for me.